Listening Dog Media.
The Hot Mess Mum. The mum most likely to send her kids to school in regular clothes on non-school uniform day. The mum who forgets to sign the permission slip for school trips. The mum who has probably put leftovers in her kids' lunchbox on more than one occasion. But most importantly, the Hot Mess Mum is actually rocking it and is doing a far better job than even she thinks. Please welcome our Hot Mess Mums, telling it as it is, Kelly and Jenny Powell.
Hello and welcome to a Hot Mess Mums nibble. It's just a quick chance to pick things up, have a quick chat, just make sure we're singing off the same hymn sheet, really. That goes for you as well, Kelly. Can you sing?
No, you don't want to hear me. No, I think I can, but everyone tells me I can't.
No chance of a carol at Christmas then.
I don't think we will have anyway, will we? We're not allowed to sing again.
No, apparently not allowed to sing. But we are allowed to do a lovely composition for everybody who signed up for the Hot Mess Mums, aren't we? Thankfully. And thanks to Swan.
Yes, amazing prize. A voucher worth $2,000. Well, you can spend it all on their gorgeous products to give your home a facelift. And some of this, well, all of their stuff is just beautiful. And they have it in so many fab colours as well.
Yeah, it's quite retro, isn't it? I mean, I've got a few bits and bobs, but slow cooker. Yeah, that's it for me. And the outdoor heater, which is a bit random, but bloody hell, it's good. Just a thought, if you want to stay outside, you know, in the winter. And stuff. It's just like, sorry, am I going off piece? I'm not sure.
No, I love it. I've got their, I just had a kettle and toaster off them. The Nordic range, which is very nice and would look great in any kitchen. And their fridges, that's something I'm aiming for one day. Their fridges are incredible. And they have them in all the lovely, do you remember when we were in their showroom? They had
pastely cool colours, don't you?
Yeah, the blue, the greens, really nice. So, I mean, your whole kitchen could have a complete new revamp.
Two grand goes a long way. So the idea is for this, guys, of members of the Hot Mess Mums Club and listeners too, we want to find the most deserving Hot Mess Mum. Because obviously 2020 hasn't been great and some people have really struggled. Some people have overcome a lot of trouble and a lot of just things that I can't imagine to still be a great mum and to survive it all. So we want to hear about those people, those mums that really do deserve that treat at Christmas time.
Yes, you can nominate the mum that you would like to see win this £2,000 voucher by heading to our website, it's hotmessmumsclub.com/win, and telling us all about the mum that you would like to nominate. It's an incredibly nice thing to do, this, I think, because it's giving back to someone who deserves it, but also within the person that's actually nominating that mum. It's lovely to encourage people to do that kind of thing, isn't it? And put people forward who deserve it. I don't think we do that enough. And right now, that's definitely something we should all be doing, is thinking of others a bit more and, you know, helping each other.
Yeah, and I think it's this time that we've really realised, haven't we, that important person in the household. And quite often it is mum. If you think how they've kept going, kept things going and kept motoring through all that's gone on in this shitty year, you know, I like to be positive, but yeah, let's face it, it's been pretty crap. They're the real sort of light at the end of the tunnel. They're, you know, head of the household most of the time, even though other people might be thinking otherwise. And they're the ones that, you know, have really kept us all going. So it's a lovely thing to do if you can. I bet everyone now, though, can. There's always somebody that springs to mind straight away with things like this. And I think if we all just really sit down and have a moment, you think, oh, I know exactly the person who deserves it. And, you know, like we say, £2,000 at swanbrand.co.uk goes a long way.
Yeah, gorgeous products and a lovely gift as well. Wonderful. And just a nice thing for Christmas, because I don't know about you, but I'm not getting all stressed this Christmas. I was having a chat to someone about this the other day, another woman, and she was saying, doesn't everything going on just put it in perspective? Christmas, just chill out. I'm not going to be queuing for all the bloody food and going berserk with it all, because, you know, and a lot of people won't be able to afford to even go too far with it, because people are laid off work, they're losing their jobs. You know, I've read a lot of mums have had to, they've made the choice to step down from their jobs because they need childcare and they've got to be that childcare. So there's a lot of issues going on for women right now.
Yeah, it's going to be, I think it'll be a different kind of Christmas, like you say, but one that maybe will be quite amazing and quite different for good reasons, because maybe it'll take away the commercial side of all that stuff. Yeah. And it'll be more about, you know, just being with the people that you love, and making the most of just being together and, you know, a celebration of each other rather than a celebration of all these gadgets, gifts and toys and stuff.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think that's a perfect way to put it, you know. I saw one of the supermarkets had a... My daughter has got this thing about ice cream at the minute, and they'd taken all the ice cream out and put all the bloody Christmas things in, frozen turkeys and frozen buffet stuff. That was the other week, and I thought, oh my God, it's so early. I thought, oh, I'm not getting roped into all this. I'm just not doing it.
I think that's playing on, that's prepping people for just panic buying, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a tad irresponsible, if you ask me. Because putting that out there means that people think, oh, well, should I be doing that now? Is that because everyone else is going to be... Is it because we're going to be sold out by the time we get to, you know, December? It's a bit naughty, really. So I think if we all take a step back, have a bit of perspective on the whole thing, you know, and don't run out of toilet roll, I think we'll be all right. You know,
you don't need to panic buy at all. You just don't need to do it. And you don't need to do it for Christmas either. Just treat it as you would any other shopping week. That's what I think. You get so much food, it goes off. You can't eat it all. You know, what's the point?
I'm not having those blocks of cheese left in the fridge till March. I'm not doing it.
No.
And there's always a weird, like, cranberry jelly port thing that's always there as well, isn't there? And you're like, that'll come in useful for something one day. Will it? No, maybe not. So none of that. So let's have a simple, spiritual and family-friendly, loving Christmas instead.
Yay. With your 2 grand Swan voucher, whoever
obviously,
wins it.
Yeah, just as a bit of a perk.
Get that in.
So everything all right for you? Are you all right? I'll have to check in on you, Kelly, because I can't, you know, we had a lovely time where we did meet down in London before. We'll have to arrange that again.
I know, I'd love to do that. Yes, yeah, everyone... I'm fine. I'm very tired. I can't get out of bed in the mornings. And I just, a couple of people said to me, they thought that when the kids got back to school, the routine would just click. And I thought the same, but actually, I'm still a hot mess, Mum. There's everything's everywhere. I've got lists coming out of my ears and I'm just stepping back from everything going, do you know what? No one's going to die if I don't do it. I'll get it done. It's okay. Yeah. And I'm just rolling with it because I've got to say that even though my daughter is back at school, nothing feels routine-y at the moment. And
it's a bit of uncertainty, isn't there? And you're thinking, yeah, this is all right for now, but tomorrow it could change. So I think you're doing the right thing. Just take a step back.
Each day is a day. Yeah.
Yeah, things can wait, honestly. Nothing's going anywhere.
No. What about you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm tired. I'm not a great fan of the winter, you know me. So I have to sort of like make sure I make the most of getting outside no matter what. I'm missing Connie a bit. She's stuck in London as a university student. I'm just taking the dog out more, really. And Pollyanna's happy as Larry. Yeah, seven,
oh,
bish, bash, bosh. Yeah.
Yeah,
so everything's, everything's fine. But I will definitely, it is the season to get the slow cooker out. There you are. That's it for me. Slow cooker and slow living.
Pinch of Nom do some amazing slow cooker recipes.
Pinch of Nom,
yeah, if you Google or go on Instagram.
Right.
And their Cuban beef one is one of my favourites, and I'm doing their Caribbean jerk beef this Saturday. You just throw it all in the pot, leave it in the and it's really lovely and it's really healthy. And yeah, they just have a look at them. I love them. Their
recipes are great. I'm writing that down on my hand as we speak, everyone. Pinch of Nom.
Because my husband's terrible. He's like, oh, let's do a chicken thingy with dumplings. Ugh. I'm like, no, it's far too fatty. I like it nice, lean dishes and then chuck a load of rice with it. Perfect.
Yes. Right. God, you got my mouth watering now. Thanks for that.
It's all right.
Okay. So we've got Christmas wrapped up, haven't we, really? Nice.
That's
it. See what I did there?
I did.
I just hope everyone sticks with us. We've got some nice guests coming up. We will get you into a festive spirit. albeit a slightly different one. And you've got that great competition to look forward to. I think I'd look forward to nominating someone nearly as much as winning it.
Yeah,
and that's the Hot Mess Mums Club
.com/win. That's it, yeah.
hotmessmumsclub.com/win. There you go. You heard it from Kelly first, not
you
me.
You did. And if you join us as a member as well, you get a goodie bag and lots of bits and bobs. So, yes, come join us.
Yeah. And, yeah, we've got some T-shirts and they're absolutely fab, I have to say. So it's worth signing up and joining our little posse. Because we have a laugh. We'll keep you going. I've got to do a blog soon, haven't I? Kelly's the one who makes me do blogs because she's the journalist. I'm not.
I do.
But, yeah. But yes. I'll get on that, and I'm going to talk about staying healthy and fit.
Because you look amazing. Like oh, nonsense. I mean, you look incredible. And we put a picture of you on our Instagram page of you in a bikini, and literally I was getting DM'd. My phone was buzzing like a vibrator. And I thought, bloody hell, what's going on? And all these women were like, oh, you know, what is her secret? And I thought, there's something in this because, you know, you're very inspirational in a really lovely way. And you do have a lovely life, you know, with your yoga and how you care about the products you use. And I think it's great to find out a bit more about you on that level to help other mums as well. So that's what you're going to blog about.
Yeah, I'll get my blogging head on.
I'm so
bossy.
And
I will reveal all. You are, aren't you? That's me told. Anyway, everyone, have a nice few next ofs. And don't forget, we're always here for you, so come and join us.